Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Brachas, daf Mem, Dalid, and today's shir, and this Masechta shirim are sponsored by the Elman family, Le'ili Nishmas, Reb Yudah, Reb Yechiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunyar Bras, Reb Chaim, Usher Fegelman, Reb Gershon Lipa, Bar Leib, Azriel Rubin, and Basabas, Reb Yamin Rubin, Aleim Ashalom, and we are on Mem Gimel Amabez, towards the bottom, and do I have it here? So the Gemara says on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, we just had the Gemara about when the Zman for Shachris is and what's the latest Zman, and the Gemara had the question of how does Rabbi Yehuda know it's until the fourth hour? Is it a Din D'Oraisa that it is until the fourth hour, or is it Edus that is given based on that story where the sheep, they were trying to get the sheep up the wall, and the enemy, whether our Girsa is first the Yavanim and then the Malchus Arisha, which usually means Romans, the Vilna Gaon in our Ozvahadar edition changes the Girsa of the first one. Changes the Girsa of the first one from Yavan to Chashmonai. Either way, the story was that they had to bring the carbon tumid later that day, and that's how it showed that, but the evidence was kosher. You can't bring a carbon after, right? Avers mano batel carbono. So it must be, since you brought it by the fourth hour, so it must be that Shachris is Keneged the fourth hour. Good. Says the Gemara, my time under Rabbanan. So what about the Shita of the Rabbanan? Right, that was the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds until the fourth hour. Right, but the first line of the Mishnah, what is this parak called? Tfilas HaShachar. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos, according to the Rabbanan. So what's their basis? My time under Rabbanan. Shnayim Layom. Right, the pasuk by the Karban Tamid in Parshas Pinchas says, but also shnayim layom ala samid. So the Charedim points out that that phrase is extra, right? Because we could do the math. 1 + 1 = 2. So you don't need the Torah to tell us that 2 layom. So we darshin chaloket ayom. 2 for the day, split the day. Split the day into 2. Shnayim layom is like yom shnayim, right? Split the day into 2. And each of the parts of the day has a carbon for it. See the first top, the top charedim, chalokas ayom l'shnayim, tamid shel shachar zmanu achatzos, v'shal b'rabayim echatzos ad alayla. And therefore, each part of the day gets a split. Time of Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be until the fourth, it can be until the fourth hour. So what does he do with that pasuk? Because he doesn't hold split the day, right? The tamid shel shachar has to be brought by the fourth hour. Shnayim layom, chova layom. It means, it has 2 for that day and only that day. Chov al hayom, says the Charedim on this first skinny line, ein lohem tashlumin. The over yom abot our karbono. Right? It means that there's other things as tashlumin by the karbonos. If you missed it, shnayim layom, 2 only for today. Continuing other drushas learned out from that phrase, shnayim layom, shnei proklitin layom. 2 defense attorneys for that day. Meaning, the Haridim here quotes the Medrash Tanchuma on that pasuk in Pinchas, where the Medrash Tanchuma says that the carbon tamid has kapara powers. Has kapara powers. Even though it's a carbon ola, usually chatas is known as kapara powers, but ola, the Gemara in Zvachim has a lashon of machaper mikufya, right? It's machaper a little bit, a certain level, surface area. So therefore, here too, ola. Lo lan adam b'Yerushalayim u'biyado Avon, Tamid shel, a person won't go to sleep in Yerushalayim when he still has the sin in his hand. Tamid shel shachar mechaper al avon she mitchilas alayla ad aboker. Tamid shel shachar is mechaper for any averus throughout the night. Shel ben rabayim mechaper me boker ad erev. Obviously, that only works with shuva, right? It's not automatic. Like all of the magical mechanisms that we have in Yahadus that help with kapara, that's only along with Shuva. But that's also darshan from here, shnei praklitim, right? You have 2 defense attorneys for you that are mechaper each day. Continuing, other drushes of shnayim layom, shetehe shchitasan l'shem hayom. Right, the zrika should be for that day and not for after that day. Right, that's a reference to pigol. Pigol is the Avera of doing an avoda michus lizmano with kavana to do the zrika after the time or eat or burn, so that will make it pigle. So that's, this is an assay, so to speak, a rebez, that it should be both for that day. Shnayim layom. It's not for us now, but as we mentioned, there are many, many dafim in Shas, Zvachim, and Menachas about Pigel, why Pigel is worse than Pasel, right? Shlob Ezmanu is worse than Shlob Ebkomo. They're both Pasel, but only Shlob Ezmanu is Pigel. That's a big discussion, but ultimately, Gzeres HaKasav. Shnayim Layom, Shetei Shchitasen Keneged Layom. Another drasha of two Layom, it should be Keneged the Yom, meaning opposite the rays of the sun. Hadahi Detanina Taman, right, and that's what is meant we know elsewhere from the Mishnah that tells us where is the carbon tamid shach. We know there are rings on the northern side of the Mizbeach. So which ring did you use for, right, Keneged the Mishmaros, but which ring did you use to shach the carbonos tamid? So it's the second row up, right, the second row from the south, the right one or the left one. So says the Mishnah, the Tamid Shel Shachar Haya Nishchal Al-Keren Ma'aravis Tzvonish Al-Tavash Niyah Keneged Hayom. The Tamid Shel Shachar was shechted on the northwestern ring, meaning the one all the way on the left, which is opposite the sun coming up in the east. So the sun comes up in the east and shines into the west, and that's how we know that's Keneged Hayom. V'shal Ben Harbayim Haya Nishchal Al-Keren Tzvonish Mizrachis Al-Tavash Niyah Keneged Hayom. And the Ben Harbayim one was shechted on the northeastern one on the right side, so that it can be Keneged the sun that is going down. Finally, Vihu Machlokes, here, is this Vihu another din or a continuation of the previous din? The Charedim said this is a separate din. The Charedim says, Kamo Davar Acher, Hu. Hu is, Ki'ilu, it's another day, a Klomar. V'gam darshinan mishtayim layom, right? You also darshin from the following. Now let's get back to the Gemara. V'hu shiye yodeya eizem yem nishcha b'shachas ve'eizem yem nishcha b'arvis. You have to be specific. Which one in the morning, which one in the afternoon? Back to the Charedim, that you need yichud karban, designation. Sheba boker yichid ashnayim shal hayom levadon. V'yomer zela boker v'zela bein harabayim. That's this last din. Shiye yodeya, you should know which one is the... designate it so that A, it doesn't get mixed up with any other days, and B, maybe it doesn't get mixed up with these two. This is what I'm doing in the morning, this is what I'm doing in the afternoon. We find yichud in various areas of halacha, designation of the sir l'ashem and sir l'azazel, designation of Eidim by a wedding, according to some Rishonim. Good. According to the Pnei Moshe, this last line is not a separate din, right? It's just a hemshech. It's explaining why you do different rings. Use different rings for the morning and for the afternoon, because you want to designate it and separate and make clear which one is the Tamid Shel Shachar, which one is the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And that's why you use different rings. So this last line is not a separate din, but just a hemshech of the previous din. Good. The Charedim here quoted before that Avar Yomal Batar Karbano, and the Karban Tamid, it's Shnayim Layom, or even the Gemar, Shnayim Layom, it's two. It's two a day. There's a major machlokas we've shown in between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvos is the Karban Tamid counted as? But the Rambam counts one mitzvah. Rambam counts one mitzvah of the Karban Tamid. One mitzvah every day. And the Sefer HaChinuch, as we know, as always, follows the Rambam. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Taf Aleph, 401. The Sefer HaChinuch says, "Tavinu Yisrael Sheyakrivu al Yidei Mishursi Hashem Yisbarach." We are commanded to bring al Yidei the Kohanim, Shema Kohanim, Shnei Kvasim, Bnei Shana Timimim La'ola B'chol Yom, Echad B'Boker V'Ech Sheni Bein Harbayim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Tavas Bnei Yisrael, Mikol Makom Iker Ha'asara LeBezdin. The Iker Asara is for Bezdin, Klomar, HaChachamim, Morei HaTorah Shebi Yisrael, Ki Aleihem Mutelas Malachas HaTzibur. Right? Really, the Kohanim have to do it, but it's for the Bezdin to make sure that the Kohanim are doing it. Right? The Karban Tamid every day. The symbolism of the Karban Tamid, there's much discussed. The consistency every day, every afternoon. But also the chinuch adds, "V'yachar ozem atamad neim amshich gam kin tam atvidim lomar shesavidu ba'avodazu tmidus shehi pa'amim bayom bezrichas hashemesh ubitozol arov loman yisorer mitoch ha'maisa hazeh v'nasim alib kol libeinu v'kol machshavzinu davka b'shem baruch hu." We should always be thinking about Hashem, and therefore there's always an avodah to do. Doesn't matter if there's any other, there's no other karbanos. It's not a busy time, but there's always what to do in the Beis Hamikdash. But the chinuch at the end of the piece says, "V'haramban zal chashav b'cheshbon mitzvah shnei tmidim l'shtei mitzvahs asei." He notes that the Ramban, in his the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, not on the not on this mitzvah of the Rambam, but he quotes, he said the carbon tub should be two. While if he shame mitzvah shame makvazu azu vizmanashazu lozmanashazu. It's two different carbonos. If you only have one sheep, you bring one sheep, and the zmanim are not the same for each other. You can't bring the tamid shel shachar in the afternoon, and vice versa. So it should be two mitzvahs. They're at different times, and they're not makiv each other. Similar to the rule that the Rambam himself says. The Rambam himself says that the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are counted as two separate mitzvahs. Why? Because they're not makiv each other. That's the usual rule. If they're not ma'akiv each other, so then they should be counted as two mitzvahs. And that's why the tefillin shel rosh and the tefillin shel yad are counted as two mitzvahs. So here too, the Ramban asks on the Rambam. So you have to say that rule is not a hard and fast rule. The Rambam himself acknowledges that ein makvin zeh and zeh doesn't always mean that it's two separate mitzvahs. For example, the Rambam says tzitzis. Tzitzis, tchelos and lovin are not ma'akiv each other. It's one mitzvah. The Rambam does not count tcheles and lavan as two mitzvahs, even though they're not ma'akiv each other. If you don't have tcheles, you just wear lavan, and you do the mitzvah. So what does that mean? That's not ma'akiv each other. It doesn't mean there's two mitzvahs. It means that there's an ikker part of the mitzvah and a tafel part of the mitzvah. And yet that what it means is not ma'akiv each other. Like the Mishnah in Yevamos. The Mishnah in Yevamos says there are three parts to chalitza. Right? There is the spitting, there is the removing of the shul, the shoe, and the kriyas apsukim. Right? Three. Everybody agrees that the saying of the psukim is not ma'akiv. Everybody agrees that the taking off the shoe is ma'akev. And there's a machlokas about the rakika. Machlokas Rabbi Kiva, I think, in the Rabbanan, where the rakika is ma'akev. Oh, so if you hold it's not ma'akev, then you can account separately the rakika and the chalitza, two separate mitzvahs. And the kriyas apsukim is not ma'akev, so you can account that as a separate mitzvah? No. No, that eino ma'akvin ze'ezem means it's a secondary part. The ikker part is the chalitza, the removal of the sandal. And rakika maybe is an ikker part, maybe it's not, but the kriyas apsukim is for sure. So you see, ein ma'akvin zeh means different things. The Rambam himself says that by tzitzis and tefillin. So what about carbon tamid? So the Ramban says you're supposed to count carbon tamid as two because they're not ma'akiv each other. I'll add on another double machlokas. Right, the same machlokas appears by kriyashma. How many mitzvahs of kriyashma are there every day? This kriyashma shel shachar, kriyashma shel bein arbayim. How many mitzvahs do you count that as? The Rambam says one. The Ramban says two. Same machlokas. Ktores, right? You give half the ktores in the morning, you have to burn half the ktores in the afternoon. How many mitzvahs are there? The Ramban says two. The Rambam says one. All the same machlokas lechora. What's the nekuda? The Rambam says it's one mitzvah that this day should have ktores or tamid or kriyashma, and it's split up into two parts. It's two parts to the mitzvah, even though each part has independence, and each part you can't do when you do the other part, but it's still independence between the two. And the Rambam says no. It's so independent, it's counted as two separate mitzvahs. So that is an important triple machlokas that one should be aware of. Rav Soloveitchik mentions that there's an interesting that you wake up in the morning and you have to say Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis. So how can you say that the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis already exists? It's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah according to the Rambam. So how can you? Why isn't the Ramban right? If the zman of the mitzvah didn't come yet, so how can you say that conceptually it's already here, so to speak? So we had a whole Shabbos HaGadol here about this a couple years ago, if you remember, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chaf. But the Gemara there says that when Bnei Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, they will be, the Heiri Bnei Beis HaMikdash will, well, almost the Beis HaMikdash, will have to do three mitzvahs. Number one, appoint a king. Number three, wipe out Amalek. And number two, wipe out Amalek. And number three, build the Beis HaMikdash. In that order. King, Amalek, Beis HaMikdash. So ask Rav Soloveitchik, if it's in that order, so why does the Gemara say when we go into Eretz Yisrael, we'll have three mitzvahs to do? We'll only have one mitzvah to do. We'll have to appoint a king, and only after we appoint a king, then we'll have to wipe out Amalek. And after we wipe out Amalek, we'll have to build the Beis HaMikdash. Why does the Gemara say that Shalosh mitzvos b'kinisas en la'aretz? The answer is because sometimes you could have the conceptual chalos ha-mitzvah even before the actual time that you could do the mitzvah. And there are many examples of this in Shas, which we're not going to go into now, but that's the pshat of that Gemara. All three mitzvahs are chal on Klal Yisrael right away, even though two of them you can't do yet. Right? The mitzvah of shofar might start at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, even though you can't blow the shofar until the next morning. Right? And here too, the mitzvah of kriyashma, or ktores, or tamid, might all be chal at the beginning, even though you cannot do it the entire time until later. Okay, so there's a lot more there. But that's just a couple of ideas. Let's continue. Tefillas HaMincha. So that was all about Shacharis. Now we get into Mincha. Tefillas HaMincha v'chulu. Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan. Tefillas HaMincha v'tefillas HaMusaf. If you have Mincha and Musaf to daven, which one do you do first? Says the Gemara, Tfilas HaMincha Kodemes. Mincha comes first. Mincha comes first, right? If you're very late and you didn't daven Mosif yet, let's say a woman, you know, daven Shachar, you daven Mosif in the afternoon, she's going to daven both. Mincha first, says the Gemara. Mincha Kodemes. Why? Quotes the Charedim, quotes Tosfos and Maseches Brachos. Tadir v'sheino tadir. Tadir kodem. Right, tadir kodem. Tosfos Avchavav. We know that principle. Have a... Let's continue, I guess, and then we'll talk. I might have thought that this only applies if you don't have time to daven both of them, then you have to choose, then mincha comes before musaf. But if you still have time to daven both of them, tefilas mincha musaf kodemes. I would have thought musaf comes first. If you have time, it is a question about the order. That's what I would have thought. That's what the Talmidim thought. But then we say, Reb Zeir, b'shem Reb Yochanan, v'afilu yesh b'yom kedelis palosh neyem. Reb Yochanan says, no. Even if there's time to do both, you do mincha first. Tfilas mincha kodemas. Reb Nelson bar Tuvi b'shem Reb Yochanan. Afilu yesh b'yom kedelis palosh neyem. Tfilas hamincha kodemas. No, tfilas hamincha still goes first in a situation where, even if you have time, to do both. Stop there for a... Well, let's continue first. V'hatani hikdim, don't we have a brice? Hikdim tefilas mincha, tefilas musaf in yatsa. Right? If you were makdim mincha, you were yotze. What does that sound like? Lisha avar. That sounds like bidyeved. Once you did it, you were yotze if you did mincha first. What is it? Mashma? Habitchila, but lechadchila lobeda. Lechadchila, you should do musaf first. So how can we say that mincha is supposed to be first? Right? It sounds like from that brice that musaf should be first. Pater la b'shelo igiyas manat tefila. No, you know when you're supposed to do a mincha first, where the zman tefilas mincha didn't come yet. Add in one word, the zman tefilas mincha kitana didn't come yet. So when it's mincha gedola time, so then the Gemara says that it's better to do musaf before mincha, because the ikar tefilas mincha time sounds like from this Gemara according to this reading, the ikar tefilas mincha time is mincha kitana. But once mincha gedola is, but mincha, so by mincha gedola, he's still doing musaf because mincha is only b'dieved time. But once you get to mincha ketana, so that's when mincha would come first. Stop there for a moment, even though we're in the middle. There's what to talk about here. First of all, lamaisa, what are we paskin about that? That's known as a machlokas between the Torah and the Rambam. Mincha ketana, mincha gedola. Many Rishonim say mincha ketana is the ikar time for mincha, because mincha gedola is just learned out. You could also daven mincha gedola from the fact that on Erev Pesach, you could bring the Karban Tamid really early. So that shows that mincha could be done really early. But that's only in an unusual case. But really, you should daven later. And that is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. The Rambam clearly says that mincha gedola is a bidi eved. You're yotze if you did mincha gedola, but that, says the Rambam, is a bidyeved. If you look in the Tur, Simen, Reish, Lamed, Gimel, the Tur says, Vazmana misheishos v'mechsa ulamala. V'chulu. That's the Zman, and then he quotes, what's the latest Zman? Ukishiyavol espal v'chulu, and that's all he says. Right, Zmana, the Zman for Mincha is Mishay Shalos Valamalo. So the Achronim point out, and the later we showed him also, that this is, the Torah doesn't give any indication that there is Mincha Gedola is a B'dieved. He just says that's the Zman. If you look in the Tshuva of the Radvaz was asked this question. Amashenogu Ksasa Chasidim. Interesting. Nowadays the Chasidim are different. But these Chasidim 500 years ago were not the Chasidim of today. So tshuva, so he quotes the Gemara that we're going to have at the Shem Alamed Beis today, which talks about davening later. But then he quotes v'chaz Rabbeinu Chananel mandat sali lebimincha miplag mincha ketana ulamala tfei adif uvashal yitcha gashashoy. He also quotes that maybe mincha ketana is better if the later mincha, as long as you don't get too close. V'yafagav, and now v'yafagav, we learn what the Torah must be thinking. Why does the Torah say that it's better, it's just as good to daven mincha gedola? Doesn't the Gemara seem to say that mincha ketana is when the Karban Tamid is usually brought? It's only brought earlier on certain days. V'yav agav, d'zrizu makdimin l'mitzvos. And even though we say zrizus, hanimili bidvarim shemitzvason shave kol hayom, kugon mila velulav. If you have a mitzvah that can be done all day, equally, then better to do it early in the morning. But if you have a mitzvah that's a more behidr done later in the day, that overrides rizos. Zerizus is only when you have equal. Doing it now is not any less. And the Yohanavi was only answered b'shasa mincha. It is done later. Right? This comes up all the time. Kiddush Levana, is it better to do it later with your Shabbos clothes on or earlier without your Shabbos clothes on? Right? Zrizus versus a mitzvah behidura. And then he quotes, V'od yesh tamacher. And he quotes, another reason why I like mincha katana. Because mincha gadola, you're so involved in your life during the day, you're going to have less kavana, says the Radvaz. You're going to have your mind on your business. By mincha katana, the work day is over. You don't live nowadays. Right? The work day is over. Mincha katana, stomach, far hishlam asakov. V'libo panui lo avodes baro. V'al yitam ze kal beinecha. Don't think this is a kal reason that I'm giving, that you should have mincha ketanik, you should have better kavana. Ki ani nisiti oso pamim rabos. I tried this many times, says the Radvaz. V'yafilu bizman shi, he was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, 1500s. V'yafilu bizman shi ish alai la'ayin eze inyin, ani ma'ayin v'yachar kach mispal tfilas mincha. I don't have anything in my mind when I have mincha. I want to be finished everything. As long as you still have time to daven. And then he quotes, V'domelezeh, what you should do before davening. Klala demilsa. De'enzeh midas chasidus. D'mincha gadoli k'nega davar she'ino tadir. V'tadav she'ino tadir kodim. V'chein kasa poskin d'mincha gadana miso in a mufchar. V'spala mincha gadola yasid yichov laso. So, Rav Chaim could ask me to daven mincha gadola every day. Right, the first minute that he could daven mincha, he daven mincha. So, elu ve'elu, I would say, dibri l'kim chayim, whatever one is comfortable with, one should do. But what should not do, the minhag that the Rambam quotes. What does the Rambam say? Daven mincha twice. He quotes the minhag. The Rambam quotes the minhag of Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Nagu anashim harbe. Nagu anashim harbe. Lispala gedola viktana. V'ha'achas rishus. And one of them is a rishus. V'horu mixas ga'onim, she'en royalist pala rishus ela hagdola. The ga'onim don't say the da'at ha'davim twice. They say, have the tefilas rishus kavana for the mincha gedola. That's all the Rambam says. V'chein ha'din no sein mibnei shu k'neged davar she'en otade b'chol yom. V'mis pala hagdola cho, v'lo is pala ketana ela rishus. Okay? But he just says what your kavana is supposed to be. What does that mean? So explains Rav Salvechik in the Rishimo Shiurim there in Brachas. It must be that according to the Rambam, there are two mechayivim for mincha. In terms of the chovas gavra, you only have to daven once. But in terms of the chefsa shel mincha, there's two different mechayivim. There's mincha gdola, mincha katana. Why else would you be able to daven two? Right? Betorah is chovas gavra. So a woman shaking a lulav. Chovas gavra, she has no chiyuv to shake a lulav. In terms of the chefsa shel mitzvah, it's a chefsa shel mitzvah's lulav. Right? It is a mitzvah. Just a mitzvah that she's not mechuyev to do. So here too, and there must be, mincha must be two separate mechayvim for mincha gdol and ketana. Generally, you only have to do one. But the fact that this mincha is quoted reflects that there are two ideas within mincha. Good. By the way, lahalacha lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam also. The Rambam at the end of Perek Gimel quotes, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Reish Pei Vav, that musaf, mincha before musaf should only be done by yachid. If somebody's at home davening, a woman's at home davening in the afternoon, she wants to know what to daven first. If it's already mincha time, she should daven mincha first and then musaf. But if it's betzibur, don't confuse the tzibur. Right? Sometimes with the Rishonim all discuss Yom Kippur, the Rosh and the Ran. On the Gemara here in Brachas, in the Bavli, discuss, what about Yom Kippur? Often Yom Kippur, many shuls have such a long shachris and laning that they're already up to mincha time. But it comes to musaf, so you're going to skip musaf. So what do you do? So three answers. Number one, yachid and sibur. Right? This Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mi shahora. That's the Rambam. She'en osa kei betzibur lahaktim tfilas mincha tfilas musaf kidei shelo yitu. Don't make it confusing. That's in Reish Pei Vav. The end of Reish Pei Vav, Siv Dalet. That's one answer. Yachid and Sibur. Number two, maybe it's only by Mincha Kitana, not by Mincha Gedola, as we just said. By Mincha Gedola, do Musa first. Number three, Rabbeinu Yonah says, very Mistaver. Rabbeinu Yonah says, here in Brachas, when do you say that you should do Mincha before Musaf? Because that's Tadav Sheinu Tadir. If you plan to daven two tefillahs right now, and you're choosing which one goes first. But what if you're not planning to daven the other tefillah right now? You're right, it's the time for Mincha. But I don't want to daven mincha now, right? I'm going to have a break after musaf. I don't want to daven mincha now. So then you daven musaf. That's not equally in Yavtada Shina Toda Kodem. That's the important ha'ara of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah here on Amra. So again, why on Yom Kippur wouldn't we switch it if it's already the time for Mincha? So some Rishonim say, try to make sure that you start Musaf before the time for Mincha. But the other answers are A, Yachin and Sibur, B, Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Katana, and C, Rabbeinu Yonah, this is on Yud Tesam and Aleph in the Dafi Arif, he quotes this from his Rebbe, says, only if you want to daven two tefillos right now. But if you're not planning to daven Mincha now, then you don't daven Mincha now. Just do the Musaf. Okay, we continue. Kahada, we're in the middle of a sentence. We just said that when do you do Mincha before Musaf? Only by Mincha Katana, but if it's by Mincha Gedolah, you do Musaf first. Where do you know that there's a concept of Mincha Gedolah? Kahada, like the following story, Yeshua ben Levi, Mefakir l'Talmidav, Yeshua ben Levi told his students, in Hulachon Ariston, if you're going to a party, Umata Yoma del Shishin, Adalotiskun Laristun, and it already came time, it's already after the sixth hour, before you go to the party, you know what? You don't know what's going to happen later. So therefore, Tevun Maslun de Minchasa Adalotiskun. Just Dav Mincha now. It's always a good idea. Dav Mincha now. And the Charedim says, sixth hour is La Davke. It means 6.5 hours, right? Because we don't Dav Mincha Gedola until the 6.5 hours. Period. One other important, the Magen Avraham quotes that what if there's no time left? There's only time in the day for one tefillah, Musaf or Mincha. What should you do? There's the Magen Avraham in Reish Pei Vav Gimel. He says, Daven Musaf, because Mincha you have Tashlum and you can daven two Myers. Musaf you can never make up. So if you only have time for one left in the day, it's right before Shkia, only Daven Musaf, because Mincha you can do Tashlumin. And the Dagamer Vava, the Nodi Behuda on Shulchan Aruch says it's against our Gemara. He calls, look at the Yerushalmi, what did our Gemara just say on Amud Aleph? On Amud Aleph, what did Rabbi Yochanan say beferish? He said, Musaf and Mincha is whether you have time for both or you have time for one. You do Mincha first. Do Mincha first. So the Dagobar Vava just leaves the Magen Avraham Betzarachi. And how could the Magen Avraham say, if you only have time for one, do Musaf because you can make up Mincha with Tashlumin? No. Our Gemara on Amud Aleph says, do Mincha first. So I saw one of the Achronim in the back, the Koch Ve'Yitzchak says, you know what the answer might be? The concept of Tashlumin is never found in the Yerushalmi. It's only in the Bavli. The concept of making up a tefillah. Maybe the Yerushalmi doesn't hold up Tashlumin. And if you don't have Tashlumin, then the whole svar of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is saying, halacha l'maisa, like the Bavli says, there's a concept of Tashlumin. So you do Davin Musaf because you make up Mincha. But if there's no Tashlumin, then you can't make up either. Then you just Tadav Shein Tadir. And then you just do Mincha before Musaf. Fascinating. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Plaga Mincha. V'kamu Plaga Mincha. When is Plaga Mincha? Right? Rabbi Yehuda says you can Davin Mincha until Plag. When is it? Achasas Reishos Chasa Revia. 10:45 in halachic hours, right? With a halfway point, Plaga Mincha is the halfway point between Mincha Kitana and Shkia, right? That's nine and a half hours, and Shkia, so that's 10 3/4. Taman Tanin, and one second, we learned in the Mishnah, in Maseches Pesachim, in the beginning of Taman Nishchat. That's the name of the parak. Tabinishchat b'shmoneh u'mechza. Usually the tamid shechlin in the 8.5 hours b'kar b'toshu u'mechza, and it's hukrav and burn 9.5. Right, that's where the zman comes from. Erev Pesachim, but Erev Pesach, usually the carbon tamid is the last carbon brought every day, except for the carbon Pesach has to be brought after. So if you have thousands of carbonos Pesach to be brought after the carbon tamid, you got to do the carbon tamid earlier. So Erev Pesachim nishchat b'shevu u'mechza b'kar b'shmoneh u'mechza. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Erev Pesach, everything is bumped up an hour. 7.5 and 8.5. Rabbi Yirmiya, so 1 second. Rabbi Yirmiya, boy. Hacha, over here at Oven Mincha Shtei Shos U'mechza. In our Gemara and in our Mishnah, we have Mincha Katana is 2.5 hours. From 9.5 hours until the end of the day. From 8.5 until the end of the day. V'hacha at avad mincha shaloshos u'mechza. And why by the carbon tamid over there in Pesachim it says the tamid is shechted 8.5 hours, but doesn't that leave 3.5 hours left of the day? So isn't that saying mincha katana is 3.5 hours? Our Gemara says that mincha, and we just explained, it's 9.5 hours, which is 2.5 hours left of the day. But that Gemara says if you go by the shechitas atamid, so then it's 8.5 hours on a regular day. So therefore is that parallel to Mincha Katana? So then it's 3.5 hours. How much time is Mincha Katana? What do you split? What do you split Plag in the middle of? Amar Yosi, no. Lo hukshel tefilas ha-mincha, lo tamid shel bein arbayim, ela l'ktores. No. The Gemara could have answered is that you go by the Hakrava, not by the Shrita. That's also 9.5 in our Mishnah. But the Gemara gives a different answer. You go by the Ktores. The Ktores is done an hour after the Shrita of the Karban Tamid. So that's 9.5 also. Matam, tiko, where do you see that? Tiko, tfilasi ktores lefanecha, masas kapai, minchas erev. Right? My tfila should be, of ktores should be, prepared before you, the what's in my hand, minchas erev. Tse shah achas liisuko. So, there's an hour that you're involved in the carbon tamid, right? The shchit and getting it ready. And then you have ktores an hour later, viat avan mincha shnei shos umechsa. So then 9.5 hours is when mincha kitana is. So that's how we put together the Mishnah in Meseches Pesachim and the Mishnah in Meseches Brachos. Good. Rabbi Yossi Barton ben Chanino, hayim espalim dum dim mechama. Similar lashon in the Bavli. He davin im dim dum mechama. Clearly related to mincha ketana, right? As the sun is going down, he would daven with the rays of the sun. Kedesh yehei alav moresh shamayim kol hayom. So you could have moresh shamayim. He liked to daven when he saw the sun. When he saw the sun. What does that mean? Look in the Charedim, what's moresh shamayim? First of all, he quotes the pasuk that the Bavli quotes, Yireuchim shemesh, I should see you and I should fear you with the sun. Right? That means vasikin in the morning, and that means shkia at night. Second wide line in the Charedim. Vayom maskel min alayla dechsev ayer vayivoker. Vashemesh oved rabo bimora kol hemshach sivuvo. When we see the sun, well, maybe in the olden days it led people to Avodah Zarah, but maybe it should lead us to recognize the godless of Hashem and how the sun serves Hashem. And it has its orbit, and the earth has its orbit. So as the sun goes down, we should think about the brio of Hashem, and that should instill awe in us. And that's why he liked to daven closer to sunset, so that he could imbibe this message from the sun. I saw one of the achronim in the back also, the Mashbiach, who says that this is maybe the only halacha that goes by the actual seeing of the sun, not by Shavuos Manios. Right? He wanted to, you know, actually see the sun, right? So what, you know, what's the, how many halacha yet? Whenever that is, he wanted to daven close to that point, so he could actually see it. Oh, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, Yehei Chelki. Rabbi Yosef Rechanina says, my chelik should be in Gan Eden, in Mispalim, in Dum Mechama, with those that daven late in the day, close to Shkia. Matam, because again, what's the different source? Al Zos Yispalo Kol Chasad Elecha Leis Mitzo. The pasuk says, well, I should a pious person davens to you Leis Mitzo. My Leis Mitzo Leis Mitzuyo Shalom. At the time that the day is being ringed out, the last part of the day, right? That's when the optimal time of Tfilas Mincha is. Again, a lot of evidence here for Tfilas Mincha Katana being the best, but again, the Torah says it otherwise. And Elu ve'Elu, whatever one feels comfortable, davening is just crucial. And if somebody has any question, if you might miss this man later, for sure, one should daven Mincha Gedola. Last line, Achui de'ime d'Rav Ada. The brother of the mother of Avada, Havi Mitzayitz Gulsei Derabit Somaraba. He used to guard, he used to hold on to Rav's jacket on Yom Kippur. And Amarle, Katich Mishimsha Bereish Dikli, when you see the sun going down at the top of the trees, Tavile Gulsei Denatzli Deminchasa. I guess they had a break and he took off his davening jacket when he, after he davened Musaf. So he told his shamish, you know, when you see the sun going down and it hits the tops of the trees, bring me my jacket. That means it's time for mincha. Time for mincha at that time. I guess he had a quick mincha in the ilah because he had to fit that in, also. Unless he means just as it starts setting a couple hours earlier. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We will continue here in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos.